Yeah, sorry about that. And then I asked to go home, like, oh, I'm so sorry I set your house on fire, but can you take me home? Yeah. There's been some other things that I probably can't repeat on here.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Peach, Priscilla, and Tash, and we're talking sleepovers. Do you let your child go? Is your house the place that all the kids come to for the movie marathons? Or perhaps you're horrified at the concept? Let's get into it. Oh, look at that side eye straight away from Priscilla. Would you let your son go to a sleepover?
No.
He's seven now, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's a baby. He needs to be at home with mummy. Yeah, no.
So what are the rules there? Like, is that no point blank? He's the only house he's sleeping at is yours, or
no, he's allowed to go to sisters, like my sisters, two of my sisters. That's where he normally goes, if anything. But when it comes to friends, no.
And why is that? Like, what
worry? You know, my biggest fear is a child being invaded in any way, and you open yourself up to that when you allow them to go into people's homes that you don't really know, you know? And to be honest, you don't even know anyone. Anyone can surprise you.
This is true.
You know, your family member, your best friend. So why would you, you know, increase the probability of something bad happening, you know? So I'll just cut it down and say no. Until they're old enough to beat you up, then they'll come to your house.
Until they've got that black belt in Kung Fu, it's not happening.
He does Kung Fu.
Would you, Tash?
I kind of agree with Priscilla here.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a first.
Like I've said a million times, I'm a very anxious mum. Obviously, my son's only 3 months, so he's not going to sleepovers anytime soon. But I don't think I'd even let him sleep over at like my mum's or my mother-in-law or anything like that.
Really?
At the moment, no. I'm so anxious about it. If he wants to go to sleepover, his friends can come to our house and I'll be like the cool mean girl's mum that will like ply them with alcohol. And they'll be like, your mum's so cool, really fancy her. I wouldn't let, yeah, no. I agree with Priscilla, like you don't know, like people are weird, people's dads are weird. Like maybe if my friends have kids like further down the line, then maybe, but it will be like when he's old enough to speak and tell me if anything weird happens.
Exactly.
Not 3 months.
Yeah. No.
You've been remarkably silent, Peach.
Oh, I let my daughter stay at my friend's house that I trust. She can stay at my mum's, my sister's, my brother's. And that was since she was six. And she could tell me what's happening. Mm. And I give her a phone. She's got a phone. But not often, just when she needs it. Then, yeah, as long as it's safe, you can stay. I don't want to deprive her of a sleepover.
See, I think that's interesting as well, because sleepovers are like a part of childhood, aren't they? You know, staying up late, having the midnight feast, watching the films.
But they can do it at our house.
Exactly. Whose childhood, though?
I don't want it at my house. I don't want that mess.
Really?
I don't want it. No, go.
I might change my mind, but right now, it's a big fat no.
If you trust someone and they've got kids, like, who Harper stays at the most, and for the first time she did, is her little best friend. There's a year different, and my friend and her husband's amazing, and they've got two kids. And I'm there often till late anyway.
Yeah.
So as long as you trust them, yeah, if I don't know them, if it was someone at school, absolutely not. Yeah. No way. I don't know who your mum is properly. I don't know her fella. I don't know. No, absolutely not.
Mm. Yeah.
I need to know that you are vouched for and trusted. And if you are, then
agree.
Cool.
Yeah,
and she can talk.
If it's like close friends, exactly.
I just can't sleep at night. That's where it is.
Do you think it's more about you then?
I think it's more me than, obviously I'm worried about his safety as well, but I think primarily it's me. Even my best friend, I've known her since I was 11 years old. She's his godmother and she's asked to take him. And I said, why do you want to take a child? Well, what's wrong with you? And I started looking at her funny, you know what I mean? And then I was like, when he talks, you can have him because he can tell me if he'd done anything inappropriate. And she went, what? I was like, he could tell me.
Tell her if he wants to go home.
As well, you know? So when he started talking, she asked me again. She goes, can I take him? I goes, no, when he starts When he starts his own business and he, you know, and paying I start making pension. Excuses. Yeah. Every time she, more excuses, I just can't sleep. I can't sleep.
Because I remember sleepovers with such fondness. Like when I was a kid, I think my parents just, they were living the life because there was a group of about 6 or 7 of us and all the parents knew each other, all the kids knew each other. And every single Friday night, we would go to one of their houses. And yes, those parents had a hell on earth night because they had like 6, 7 kids or whatever all sleeping over. But it meant basically the parents all got 1 in 7 weeks off. You know,
That's a good idea, but where was this?
What do you mean?
Not in central London, surely.
No, but I mean, it's not just central London where,
where, do you know what I mean? The like,
where the murders happen. Yeah. It happens everywhere.
Yeah, like, true. I also know what I got up to at sleepovers, so I don't know if I'm comfortable about my son going to sleepovers.
Exactly.
Just don't know. If it's like a big group thing, like if it was a school thing and there was like 10 people from his class that they were all going around to a sleepover, then obviously I would let him. I'm not going to be like... don't want my son to be a little loser that's not allowed to do anything.
Well, I think that's the issue that we had. So Arthur goes to, I always get it wrong, Beavers, I think. Beavers, which is like the little kiddie version of Scout, even more kiddie version of Scouts. And they did like a beaver camp and all of the kids were all staying and I didn't know the camp leaders. I mean, I know them enough that I don't have any issue with dropping them off on a Monday night for an hour, but... And they seem like lovely people, and I'm sure they are lovely people, but your mind, we've all read the newspapers, do you know what I mean? Like your mind wanders. And I was really uncomfortable with the fact that at 7 he was...
Did you let him?
That's scary for me.
No, I wouldn't do
so that. So I thought about it for ages, and originally they were camping somewhere that was like an hour and a half away from our house.
Oh, no.
And my husband was going, the issue is the distance, but if we were there... So we were genuinely talking about finding a B&B near the campsite.
I would have done that.
So that... Like, if he wanted to come home, we could pick him up and we'd be close. But then they ended up moving it literally around the corner from my house, like 200, 300 metres from my house.
You got binoculars?
Well, no, but I bought him a watch that allows you to, like, you can call him. No one else has that. Like, it's only me and my husband who have the number. And you can call him so he can answer it as a phone, but you can also call him secretly so it doesn't ring or anything, but you can still hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for my wife.
100% for my man, he's getting that.
It's so good. And so, yeah, so we got one of those and he went to the sleepover and I called it every 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be the same.
Yeah.
Your heart's phone, I've got a tracker. And when she goes to like school trips and stuff, I hide it somewhere because you're not allowed phones.
Yeah.
And I see everywhere she is.
Yeah.
And she would not be going to any camp. Like, I've got a little girl and no way.
I think the best thing is like a balance, like a bit of you and a bit of me. Do you know what I mean? No, honestly, because
somewhere in the middle.
It hurts. When you think like that, it's not good for you. It's not healthy.
Someone's quite young though,
it's,
I think.
Yeah. It's so young.
Like to be camping in a field full stop at 7 is scary.
That is scary.
Because tents aren't very secure.
No. But I mean, when it is literally, like we could have walked to him with a cup of tea and it would have still been warm by the time we're given it to got there. You know what I mean?
It was just around the corner.
Would you?
Yeah. 15, fine. 14.
Yeah.
14.
Okay. Well, if you see the murderer, can you defend yourself? Yes.
The murderer.
No, but you know, I think of the worst. That's what's scary.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Can you defend yourself?
Can you run away?
Then you need to be
with
me.
Are you
going
to get fooled by him saying, I've got puppies in my car?
Do you know Have you seen the video? Sorry, I'm going to track. Have you seen the video?
No.
Yeah, when they test the kids?
Yeah. Oh, no.
And they go, pretend you've got a puppy.
And they all go.
They tell the mum first. Yeah, they tell the mum,
all the kids go. I was like,
The mums are like, no, he would never go. She would never go. And they watch, take the hand and go. And they end up going.
That's my point proven.
Scary,
if
Mary.
They're not clever enough to know that there are no puppies, then they're not going.
They have to know the dangers. Harper, I told her a little bit, you know, about Myra Hindley and that horrible man.
I told her a little bit. I kept it really simple and really soft.
Because she hid
really
from me.
Myra
Hindley. And she hid from me. And I screamed at her when I found her. It was 40 seconds, but oh my God. And I told her, I was like, no, this man, the evil man, the evil woman, chopped off kids' fingers and killed them from the mall. She was like, what? So now...
Nice bedtime story.
But now she knows, let me tell you, she does not leave my side. She won't go. Good. anywhere. She'll hold my hand. She'll go on the inside of the pavement.
She
is aware.
A bit of fear into children.
Listen, living in this life, you need it. You can't have them kids that are going to go missing because it takes 1 minute. There's a lot of snatches in London. So it's better that she knows. I knew. And I knew how to stay safe, and so does my daughter. I trust my daughter. I trust my daughter to go shop. I'd never let her because of every other scumbag around. But I trust her.
You trained her.
And you need to warn her about what's out there, because them threats are well real.
Yeah.
And is that how kind of what you think about when it comes to sleepovers?
No, I don't think I wouldn't stay at anyone's house who I wouldn't trust with my life.
Okay, so we're talking about all things sleepovers. So how about this then? What is the worst thing that you did at a sleepover as a kid?
I set a friend's house on fire.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Sleepover.
Nice. Yeah.
How?
I put a scarf over a lamp because I wanted a bit of mood lighting. I was a bit scared about a scary film that we'd watched. And yeah, the scarf set on fire. So yeah, set her room on fire.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that. And then I asked to go home, like, oh, I'm so sorry I set your house on fire, but can you take me home? Yeah. There's been some other things that I probably can't repeat on here.
So in the realms of sleepovers then, I get it, then your kids are not, they're not going. What about when you have other people's kids to your house? Like maybe it's for a sleepover or maybe if it's just in general. Is there something that really just gives you the ick about other people's kids? Is there something that just makes you go, oh God, no, I'll keep my own?
Cherryade smile.
Oh yeah.
You know, when people have been drinking Cherryade and they've got like the little smile, or they've been eating orange cheesy Doritos all over their fingers, down their top.
And it goes everywhere, doesn't it? It's up the walls.
It stinks.
Yeah.
Beans down their top, bogies, like, ugh.
Yeah, filthy kids.
Filthy, disgusting.
Yeah, filthy kids. Not on,
they want to touch everything, no.
Like, I wouldn't change my child every, like, their clothes every 2 minutes, but if they've dropped their breakfast down their clothes, you will not find them still.
If they've got beans down the front, you need to change your top.
Yeah.
Like, stop embarrassing me.
Yeah.
Mm. I think mine always comes down to food. Because, like, you know, I have conversations with every parent's mum before they come, like, what are you saying? What dietary needs they have, blah, blah, blah. But if they say, oh, my son doesn't eat cucumbers and, you know, tomatoes, I'm like, well, you can't come then because that's what I'm cooking, honey. So
Hang on a minute. So
that's what he's cooking.
What happens the other way around? Like if your son's going to someone else's house and...
I bring it. See, I'm careful.
Oh, you bring his snacks?
Yeah, I'm sweet.
Oh, right, okay. So if you said, well, I'm doing cucumbers and tomatoes and they went, no worries,
yeah,
I'm bringing...
Yeah, fine.
KFC, you'd be like, no 100%. Worries, you crack on.
Bring whatever you want, whatever makes your child comfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, 100%.
But you don't want to be a part of it. I get
it. No, I don't want to feed them crap, no. If you want to do that, fine, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay,
yeah.
That kind of makes sense. What gives you the ick?
I can't stand it when a kid comes around whose mums and dads are quite careful with what they eat. Yeah. I'm quite free with it. Like, Harper, nothing's off limits, so she doesn't really want anything. She loves waters, bottled water she always drinks, and whatever's in my fridge. So because she can have it, she's not like a gannet on it at all. But she's got these friends who come around whose mum and dads don't have crisp and chocolate in there, and they go, oh, I'm hungry. Peach, I'm hungry. Can I have that? Can I have that? And in the end, I think, oh, go away.
Yeah.
So stop asking me. You're driving me mad.
Yeah, because they're not used to it, so they want it.
And spoiled kids. I'm bored. Go away then. Go away. Like, you're here to talk to Harper, your Harper's friend. She's got toys and colour and whatever. Why are you talking to me for?
You don't want to entertain anyone else's child.
I entertain. So whatever the kids want to do, I'll do it.
No, I couldn't be asked.
I'm like, you know, what do you guys want to do today? And we always vote. So I always have more than like 5 kids in my house at a time. So
what?
I'm like, yeah.
Sounds like hell.
So I'm like, vote. Neighbour's got 4 kids. I've got like 28,000 cousins and nieces and nephews.
Oh.
So I'm like, everyone vote. Anyone wants to watch this? What game do you want to play?
Wow.
What are we going to do? And they vote. And then winners, majority rules. Majority rules, and we do it.
And how involved do you get? Because I think that's the tricky thing I face now. Like where Arthur's 8... and his friends come round. We're not at the stage of when he was 4 and when his friends came round, I'd be like, right, I'm going to get out some colouring and we're all going to sit here and do some painting, or we're all going to... Mm. He's 8 now and he, you know, wants to play on the PlayStation and do whatever he wants to do. And so it's like, well, I'll step back and sort of leave them to it.
My son wants me to get involved.
I get involved. Complete
when I get involved. Like, he doesn't want to play a game and watch his mum in the corner of the room. Like, he wants me to do
that's
it.
That's really cute.
So he's like, I do whatever he wants. So I'm like, okay, I'll play.
I get involved if I love the kid. I do. I know I'm a terrible person probably. But I had my old neighbour, she's moved now, but I loved her and her kids and we would just play. I'd get the balloons because I really loved them. If I don't love them, I'm not really that actively involved.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
I know I'm a terrible
Pick
person.
Pick your favourites.
Do you know what I mean? You know what she did do? My neighbour, you know, my old neighbour, her little girl would come around so much because we literally lived next door.
Yeah.
They've moved now. I miss her so much. She would come round every day, yeah? As soon as she got to my house, she'd go, I need a poo. And she would poo and stink my house out every day. It got to the 15th day, yeah? I went, no, come. Come to your mum. I went, yo, take her back. Send her back.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.